Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the guts?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like to put my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
Right on, that's like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
What will you do, though? So, you cook your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
In the scope of the universe, how is that, what, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
March 14th, 2015. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show by the capable and funny GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, let's get going. And we're, like I said, we're glad you joined us. Spend a little bit of your day with us. Let's take some get some business out of the way. You want to get in touch with us, it's 619-393-6728. You can listen on your phone or you can hit the one button if you want to get in on the show, and we'll get you on. We're also in the chat room. You can go on your computer to blogtalkradio.com/2Gs. Both G and myself are in the chat room. Well, I'll turn it over to you, and then when you're done, I want to. We were off the air, and we were talking about something about this the con artist and these people. I'd like to pick that up in a second, but let me turn it over to you. See how you're doing first.
All right, brother, I'm doing okay. Just want to say anybody who wants to reach me on the Twitter page there, they can go to Gary the Hat. That's DA.
Yeah.
Gary the Hat. Brother, just over this last week or so. You know who Sam Simon is, right?
No.
You know Sam Simon?
Don't know him.
You don't know? Well, anyway, Sam Simon passed away this week at the age of 59. Here's a little thing on Sam Simon.
Sam Simon, the co-creator of The Simpsons, died Sunday at his home in Los Angeles. He was 59 and was diagnosed with terminal colon cancer in late 2012. Simpsons showrunner Al Jean tweeted that he was a great man and I owe him everything. Simon won 7 Emmy Awards for his work on The Simpsons and 2 for his work on The Tracey Ullman Show, where The Simpsons got its start. He created the show with Matt Groening and James L. Brooks in 1989. He co-wrote close to a dozen episodes and served as a co-showrunner, character designer, creative consultant, creative supervisor, developer, and writer during his time on the show.
Brother, that was Sam Simon. Of course, one of the co-owners, the co-writers of the Simpsons, started The Simpsons back on The Tracey Ullman Show, and one of the longest-running shows ever on TV, as he says, as he died at the age of 59. He was also a great man. He, saved a lot of animals. He was always rescuing pets and stuff, and had a little kennel wherever he saved the animals. He fed them and everything, and looking for homes for them. So it's a shame, but Sam Simon, only 59 years old, passed away. So condolences go out to the Simon family.
And my question is, do we have to pay for that that correspondent lady that you got to do that? Do we have to pay her?
I got her for free.
Okay.
I got her for free.
Good job.
She says she started out in the business and she understands what it's like to get going in this tough industry that we're in.
Well, good. Hope she remembers us if she makes it big. So, all right, condolences, Dad. Hey, but just before we went on the air, this is not one of our topics we were going to talk about, but just before we went off the air, you were asking me if I ever heard about this guy, and I'll let you tell the story about one of these, evangelists or whatever, one of these religious guys. And tell the listeners what he's trying to buy and the money he wants.
I'm sorry I don't remember his name, but he's a big-time evangelist or whatever you want to call them in Georgia. And he wants his people of his ministry, he put on the web, to send him money so he can go out and get one of these Gulfstream jetliners, $600-something million, because his old plane now that he has that he bought back in 1990 is old and not working properly. So he wants his listeners to send him money so he can go buy a Gulfstream jet.
Brother, I have experience in this because I got involved in this, as you well know. Back in the early 80s, I got involved in this Christianity, this born again, and I sent money to Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker and all these people. And it's funny you mention this because I just put this on my Facebook. Anybody wants to see it there? And it has a picture of Joel Osteen. You know, everyone loves Joel Osteen, the guy in Texas. You heard of him before, right, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a picture of him up there, and listen to this. This is very true. I didn't write this, but I took it. It says, it takes a special kind of con artist to get rich without paying any tax by selling people an invisible product for 10% of their income that they can't see until after they die. And I think that's perfect for what this Georgia guy, same thing. And I have another one on there. It says, Jesus died so that Pastor Joel Osteen could buy a $10.5 million home in Houston, Texas. Pisses me off. They're con artists, brother. And they're good at it. They're good.
Oh, I mean, he said something about that if people can see his riches, then he knows that the Lord's is working. The Lord's work is working, whatever he's doing, because the Lord made him get rich.
Again, I don't want to put him.
He said that the reason why they do this is because they can fly all over the place. It's and they can deliver food to countries. I mean, it's just crazy how these people who send money to these people who don't realize that they were just a bunch of con artists I believe it's all tax free. Any brother? It's all tax free.
It is. But I got the name of the guy, and I know who he is now. It's a black guy, Pastor Selfo Dollar. His last name is Dollar. Believe it or not, his last name is Dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R. I know exactly who he is. I've seen him, and he wants a $65 million. Yeah, this is another con artist, another guy that just drives me crazy. I don't want to get into it on the radio here because we only have 30 minutes, but I could do 4 hours exposing these people. There's nothing to do with the Bible, and I got roped into it. I got roped into it, so I'm not even. But that's the guy. His name is His last name is Dollar. You can't make that up.
Yeah, and they took it off the. They finally took it down off the internet after the outrage from people who were reading that thing. So, but they did take it down. But it's ridiculous. These people. I mean, I'm sure there's good people out there, doing good work. But 90%, I'm sorry, 90% of these people, as you say, are all a bunch of con artists.
Right, and again, there are some people who are doing the right thing and helping people, but these people are absolutely not it. and it just drives me crazy. Okay, well, we got that out of the way, brother. Big news here coming up here on the NFL, the free agency. I don't remember a year. Maybe I just forgot. But I don't remember a year being this kind of crazy with these free agents and these guys switching free agency, these trades, what the Eagles are doing, what the Jets are doing. Every team that we're playing, it seems like, made big moves. Miami, that we had that division. Buffalo made some big moves. The Jets made some big moves. And then, of course, within our division, I like what the Giants are doing. I love what's his name? In the Herd. Cowherd, whatever his name is. He's usually Colin. Right about a lot of things. Yeah, Colin. He's usually right about a lot of things, this guy. And he said the team that impressed him the most, this free agency, the most, is the Giants and the moves they've made so far. But the big splash has been the Eagles and Dallas. And Chip Kelly is going to either look like a genius or he is going to be one of the biggest flops, brother. Any thoughts on the NFL free agency?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Very rare do you see any trades in football, any trades. Mostly it's draft picks, you know, stuff like that. But I couldn't be more happy with the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, here they are. I mean, they finally turned the corner. Right? They have a good team. You think they decide, hey, well, you know, let's go for it. Not Dallas. You know, they trade away, not trade away, but they let DeMarco Murray go. And they pick up McFadden. I mean, I couldn't be more happy. But there's 31 other teams, well, actually 30 besides us. And where does he's got to wind up? He's got to wind up with the Eagles, another rival of ours. But I couldn't believe, I mean, he couldn't go to Murray. He couldn't go to, like, the Raiders or something. No. He's got to wind up with the Eagles because I was happy when they decided to get rid of LeSean McCoy. They got rid of Macklin. I says, what the hell is going on? This is beautiful for the Giants, you know? But the only thing I got going for is, as I says, Dallas picks up McFadden, and then the Eagles decide to trade for Bradford. Are you really afraid of some Bradford? I mean, so, but the Giants moves, I mean, we got Vereen from the Patriots, which is going to be a big help. We got, Newhouse, an offensive lineman. We got some. We took away the return specialist from Dallas, the Harris. But I think it's Harris is his name, and a few other pieces. So I do like what the Giants did. And now we just go into the draft and see what we get. Most people are talking that if those receivers are still there, Cooper and the other kid, the Giants might still go for a wide receiver in the draft and. Hopefully the later rounds they can get the offensive linemen and linebackers.
Yeah, about the Dallas, you know, honestly, Murray had a great year. A great year last year. But I think it has more to do, if you give credit for Dallas, their offensive line. I really believe that. I don't know if they're losing that much, losing him. I mean, who knows McFadden? He's been injured a couple of times. But I think that offensive line, you could put a decent back there. I'm not saying he's going to do what Murray did last year, but I don't know if they're going to lose too much there. But you're right. He's got to go to the Eagles. I don't see a Sam Bradford. He can't even stay on the field. They got Sanchez and Bradford. I mean, they got some good running backs now, though. They picked that Murray up, and they got the guy from the Chargers. I think they picked up Sproles, I think. So, yeah. But I don't know. I think Chip Kelly is just, like I said, going to be a genius, so it's going to look like this flop in his face there. So,
Everybody talks about that offensive line of Dallas, you know. But yeah, when you have a special running back like DeMarco Murray, I mean, it goes hand in hand, okay? So I don't believe that you can just plug in any running back. Like, if that was the case, then why did they go out and get McFadden? Well, they got Randall and they got a couple running backs. Well, why don't they use those guys? Why do they have to go out and get a running back? He's a special back, Murray, and I think that you lose something when you don't have a Peterson, a Murray. You know, these guys are special. I mean, even though they're running back position, you can get anybody to run it. But I think they're going to lose something on that because it's funny how Murray had the best season, 1,800 yards, you know, all led the NFL in rushing, and at the same time, Homo, Romo, whatever his name is, he had his best year. I think it's going to take away from the backs they got now, unless they come up with somebody in the draft. So
well,
I kind of like it.
But I also think, brother, the Adrian Peterson thing is not dead yet. I think that the Vikings are going to be very motivated to get rid of him. And I think Dallas, if they can fit it, would like to have him. So I don't know if that's dead yet, but Adrian Peterson.
Well, the problem with that is you don't want to. You don't want to go out and get a free agent and pay him the money and also got to give up draft picks. That is bad business. You don't want to do both. If Peterson was out there and a free agent and you can pick him up, that's fine. But Minnesota holds the rights to him. He's still on the contract. And they would want a boatload of draft picks if Dallas trades for him. And if you're an organization, you don't want to do both. You don't want to pay the money and also give up draft picks at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Hey, but any more on this topic before we move on? Anything off of the NFL free agency?
It's amazing how, I'm just going to say amazing, it's March, and it's still big news, this is football. It's unbelievable how football, how big it is. March, and the number one stories are these trades in football. It's incredible.
Yeah, the football brand there is far and away the most popular. I mean, you can't get enough of it. And you're right. Spring training is just starting. Baseball, you got the basketball.
You got the,
and
you got the NCAA college basketball coming up, and nobody really cares who gets in it because 90% of everybody gets in it, so they're just waiting for the March Madness, and you still the lead stories here is football. It's amazing.
And that says a lot about the popularity of football in the day and age. So, all right. Well, let's move on here. But let me give you some numbers. You're listening to 2G Show here, 619-393-6728. That you can reach us. Also in the chat room. See, Frank got in there. All right. Let's let everyone know that I'll be doing a promotion tomorrow. I hate doing this on Sunday. As part of my contract, I got to go out to the Tampa Bay Rays in Charlotte County, where I work. I got to go to the Mets and the Tampa Bay tomorrow. I'm going to the game at 1 o'clock. Of course, you're not going. They sent me out there to do the promotion. So if you see me out there, I'll be more than happy to sign anything. Anything you want me to sign, I'll sign. No, I think Tampa Bay Rays. Got the two Florida teams messed up, but going to the Rays and the Mets tomorrow. So if you see me out there, I don't mind being bothered. Come up, I'll sign something. All right, brother, what's going on now? Baseball, talk of baseball. I know you said you wanted to get something into A-Rod. This guy keeps getting into the discussions and everybody. It's amazing, this guy. Can't get enough of A-Rod. But you got something on A-Rod.
You can't get enough of A-Rod in baseball. We're aggravated about it. He's on your team now, okay? I'm sorry what he did. You know, we all hated what he did and everything. And if you didn't want him, just get rid of him. But he's on your team, so it's time to, at least acknowledge it. Like the other day, I mean, spring training hits his first home run. And if you go on the Yankee thing or you go on Yes, there's no talk about it, about him hitting a home run. You figure it would be a big deal. But they don't even want to talk about A-Rod. And it gets me kind of aggravated because, I mean, he's on the team now. And, all these other people, you don't hear about Nelson Cruz. You don't hear about Ryan Braun, who got people fired. You don't hear about nothing, but all you have to hear about is how bad A-Rod is. And he's not the only one to do steroids, okay? I mean, 50% of the people did steroids. But, of course, A-Rod is big news. He brings money to these guys when they write about him. And believe it or not, baseball and the Yankees and everybody, he's important to the game. Because people are going to have eyes to the TV when he's up. People are going to go to the stadiums when he's there. And they're going to write about him. Everybody's going to make their money on him. So it's time to just – and then the other day he got a base hit. I remember this one. He got a base hit. And they go, that would have been a home run if he was still on steroids, I mean, on and on like this, what I'm saying? But it's time that the Yankees embrace the guy. He's part of the team. I am a Yankee fan. I want him to do good. I want him, man on second, two outs, boards the base. I want him to get a hit. I don't want to, So it's time that the Yankees acknowledge him. And hopefully they, we want him to do good. He's part of the team. Embrace him. If you don't want him, then get rid of him. But until then, he's still on the team, so it's time to embrace him.
Okay. I mean, Frank said he just missed one today. I guess he must have been playing out there. I was watching the Met game, too, on television. They're playing Nationals. All right, brother, switch gears here. I know the other day you and I were talking in the Rangers. Very impressed with this team. I mean, very impressed with this team. I mean, it was back-to-back game they played against the Islanders and then played the Capitals. It was unbelievable. And Talbot, I tell you, I don't know. He lost two games in 17. I mean, unbelievable saves he was making, this guy. Any thoughts there, brother?
You know, let me say, you know, Lundqvist is still your goaltender, okay? I've said it over and over again, Lundqvist. But I want to tell you something. It's not all, 90-10. It's getting closer. After that save on the 5-on-3 that he made, I'm starting to think, you know, I'm starting to lean towards Talbot a little, you know what I'm saying? That was incredible. I mean, this team is looking good. I know it, through the years, a lot of disappointment. But, I mean, between, the offense, the defensive team, I mean, the goaltending, I mean, I see something really special here. I'm hoping this, can continue. I'm really excited about this. This is one team that we really can get finally, we can get a championship. And you always said maybe Talbot, over Lundqvist, but then I always say no. But after watching him play, you don't get any cheap goals against Talbot. You got to earn your goals, and he's been phenomenal.
I agree, brother. I'm not saying we're playing all playoff teams because obviously when you're playing a seven-game series and another seven-game series, you're playing these top teams. But right now, he's having a run right now where you literally can win a Stanley Cup the way he's playing. Okay, so, and then Lundqvist, you don't know. I mean, they say he's still practicing. He's just not taking shots up high. I mean, how ready is he going to be? You know, he got 15, 16 games left. So I don't know. And then that Klein got hurt. I mean, he says he's going to be back for playoff. That's a big hit right there. But I'm very impressed. I'm very, very hopeful. The only team that scares me, I don't know what it is the Canadiens. Price, to me, is another goaltender that's probably one of the best goaltenders. They scare me, the Canadiens. I don't want to see them in the playoffs, brother, the Canadiens.
Well, you're absolutely right. Price is probably the number one goaltender in the league, you know. I mean, and one other thing about the goaltending there, you know, how everybody, you know, they says, well, you can't lose Lundqvist, or you like Price went down last year, and now the other goaltender came in. And I think if Lundqvist can't come back, I still feel confident in this team to win. And I think, you know, they can take down the Canadiens. This team is totally, I don't know about this team. They just got it. I feel it in, I just feel that this team can take on anybody. And after beating, the Islanders and come back the next day and then beat the Capitals, that's very rare that this team ever did anything like that. So I have a lot of confidence in them. And I think the Canadiens should fear us more than we fear them.
Yeah, okay. Well, I wish Frank good luck. I remember my brother, we used to play that deck hockey out there, you know, Long Island. I guess Frank's coaching his team's championship game tomorrow, so I want to wish good luck to Frank's son's team out there.
Good luck, yeah.
Yeah, good luck out there. So let us know. He's going to post it tomorrow. Well, we're running down to a time. Let's do some TV shows. Let's talk. I know you're a big – I don't watch either of these two shows. I just don't watch them, The Voice and American Idol. I know you were saying something, the difference between the two shows or something. What did you mean?
Well, what I want to say is this, American Idol over the years has got some great talent, you know, with Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood and Jennifer Hudson and so forth and so on. And with this Voice, you don't hear nothing about whoever wins the show. But the overall talent on The Voice is so much better than the American Idol. American Idol has these kids who will come out, you know, they're just singers and wear the voices. They're professional, almost like a professional. And the coaches get them down to the top 12, the best singers, where in American Idol you get to 16 and then the people vote. And there's some really, you can see the difference, how more professional The Voice than American Idol. And think, you know, with the ratings the way they're going, I think American Idol might have jumped the ship already, because there's a few people on that show that don't even deserve to be on, and these judges put them through. But I think the difference between the two shows is The Voice is more polished. American Idol is more of people who just sing in the shower or good and get on the show, and a bunch of kids. But I don't understand how The Voice, with the better professional singers, don't have anybody really topping the charts, where American Idol picks them and they go on to be starting. But I'm leaning towards The Voice. I like The Voice better now than American Idol.
Hey, brother, I don't know what you said before. I don't know if you made a mistake. You said you think American Idol jumped the ship. Isn't it jumped the shark?
Yeah, jumped the shark. The shark.
Oh, okay. I was wondering how you jumped the ship. All right, I was just wondering if that was down. But all right, then, buddy. I don't like either one of those shows, but I think that, that's why, like, America's Got Talent. I wish they keep the singers off there. Let them go to the Voice of American Idol. I'm so happy the last couple of years, non-singers have won America's Got Talent, which should be coming back. But TV shows, real quick, I like The Return. I've seen that. Bates Motel started off with a bang. Loved it. So it was real good. I know you're talking about a show called Dig. I haven't watched that one. And of course, we got the Walking Dead, which, you know, it's phenomenal. Any thoughts about The Walking Dead, brother? Alexandria, looks like they're getting comfortable in there. Any thoughts on The Walking Dead?
You know, yeah, it's funny. I mean, how all these other, you know, every time they went somewhere, you're always afraid of our cast members there, you know, Rick and all them. You're always worried about them, you know, when they're Terminus and, you know. And now they're like the ones that we were worried about when they go into these places. They turn into be the bad people, you know. And I love the turn, but I tell you, it's a phenomenal show. It's a phenomenal show. I mean, you can't get any better than The Walking Dead. And it's afraid that there's only a few more episodes left, and here we go again, always waiting for The Walking Dead to go by so fast.
I mean, what if they put on the previews? You know how you're waiting for a show to come on? Only two episodes left. I swear every time I watch this show, that's what comes up. You watch an episode or two, and I'm exaggerating. Next thing you know, only two episodes left. I mean, give me, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, but it's a great show. It just makes you wanting more. All right, but we're getting down to the end. I have to talk Hell's Kitchen next week. I'm saturated with that show. That should be a 1-2-year show. I'm saturated with Hell's Kitchen, and maybe we could talk about a little bit about that next week. All right, but getting down to the end here. So any final thoughts?
Yeah, well, I want to thank everybody around the world, wherever you are listening to us on the computes, the phone, the iPads, whatever you're doing. We appreciate you listening to the show. Tell your friends about us. Brother, great job, and adios, muchachos, and everybody, take care.
All right, G, great job today. I want to thank everybody who listened, friend in the chat room, of course, Mom, anybody who's listening on demand. You can always catch the show there if you miss anything. She is, again, that lady in my ear. But anyway, if you miss a show, you know, you're busy, go on blogtalkradio.com and listen to some of the shows. We're on demand. G and I were just discussing last week, our first show was in 2010. If you want a good laugh, go back to the first show that we ever attempted to do on this thing, and it's like an Abbott Costello show. Unbelievable. Go back and listen to that if you have a chance. We'll be back next week. And so, for Gigi, this is MG. Good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spinning, something is missing from my experience. I've been living life in a hotel.